So fiddle me this. Is Devil Went Down to Georgia the greatest fiddle tune of all time? What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Why did Grandpa sound so different than the fiddle player on the radio? You might be surprised to find out. Come on in and listen as these Pacific Northwest fiddle players come here today to tell you their stories and share some of their music. This is Season 2 of Fiddle Me This.
Hey everybody, this is the Fiddle Me This podcast with JT Trowick. I'm Lillian Sawyer and we got Andy Emmerich over here. We're gonna play some tunes for you.
Yeehaw!
I can't wait.
Where'd you learn that, Lily?
Yeah, I mean, I think I first learned it from a fiddle jam. Yeah, so, like, I don't know.
Nobody even knows where they learned it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, somewhere.
Exactly. I don't know who I stole it from. Yeah. They will remain anonymous. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's a really catchy tune. It's one of those quintessential bluegrass tunes where the A part is real similar to the B, but they're dissimilar enough that, hey, this is kind of cool. It's got it's not just a vegetarian tune. There's some meat to chew on.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
It's pretty foundational. I feel like that's why we don't really know who we learned it from. Like, it's like as much a part of like the language as like you possibly could get, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad plays that tune. He learned it from his dad, you know, everybody. Right. Back in the middle part of the country, Arkansas, Missouri plays it.
Yeah.
That I can think of.
No, exactly. Cool. Like, everybody knows that tune.
When did you first meet Andy?
Probably through you.
Oh, really?
I think probably playing at the Landmark.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe like four years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a couple blocks from here.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I know.
Let's play it out the tune.
Okay. Cool, super fun.
I know. Yeah.
Well, I like playing with you because you play so much differently than I do.
Oh.
And like you have a very different sense of groove than I do. And I always really enjoy that because it, like, I don't know, it changes the way that I play. Wow. Like, 'cause on that tune, for example, I feel like I was because you like set the pace and everything like that, and then you played your first like break or whatever, and I'm like, oh, interesting, like, because I'm so used to playing by myself, like especially during COVID, so like I only ever hear like my own perspective.
Right. And that's another really great tune. Like it's the A part is quite different from the B, mm-hmm. Even more so than Satan's Real. And I could easily say, you know, I when I was a little kid, I was enamored with certain players in Oregon, and I had the dubious distinction to learn a bunch of tunes from a really great fiddle player. That's Joey McKenzie. In mm-hmm. McMinnville. Yeah. And I remember this is one of the tunes that I learned. And, you know, this is the back in the day where you would go to somebody's house and you'd sit down with an old tape recorder, an old cassette tape.
Yeah.
And you'd hit the record button and there you'd have a bunch of these tunes. And mm-hmm. Joey was kind enough that he taught my brother and I a bunch of tunes. And that was one that he set down for me. Hmm. So it's like this super cool tune. And there's so many different ways to state a melody.
Oh, 100%.
And it's easy to say that. I really like your playing. Thanks. Because it's very inventive. Like every time you hit the A part, it's always slightly different. And mm-hmm. that's really cool.
Same
like,
to you.
Not that everybody does it. Like some people learn a version of a tune and that's the way they play it. Like,
yeah,
you know, or you learn it from some sheet music. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
A really great way to preserve a tune. Learn it from sheet music, but that's the way you play it. Like you present it that way each time.
Yeah.
And it's really special. Uh-huh. Like this is more like string jazz. Like,
yeah, you know, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so here comes this melody, but oh, wait, that's different that time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Well, it's a living, breathing thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you and I talk the same language, but we don't always phrase it the same way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. True. I think I learned that one from Aubrey Haney as well.
Aubrey's such a great player.
Yeah, what a great player.
And from Florida, like
you. Yeah, exactly. It's interesting because, like, in terms of style or like I don't know, I want to say aesthetic, but that doesn't necessarily work for music, but he's not necessarily my favorite fiddle player. He's not my favorite fiddle player to listen to, but I love the way that he plays, and somehow I'm always just gravitate towards like his
record. He's tasteful and he's got tone, man.
He's
got tone all the way up.
He does.
Every
note
he plays,
and he plays some hot fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Howdy friends, it's JT. Are you ready for some live music in your life? Maybe you've got a birthday party coming up. Maybe there's a wedding. Maybe you just want to have a hoedown in your backyard. Hit me up. I guarantee you an authentic American experience of original music and maybe some familiar melodies. Send me an email. Let's talk about what you're trying to do. JT@JTTrawick.com. Are you looking to be a better fiddle player? My buddy Vi is an awesome resource. It's a deep database of tunes, including sheet music, videos, play-along, slow, fast, even backup tracks to practice with. There are instructional videos for everything and even a community where you can ask the teachers all your fiddle questions. Perfect for taking your fiddling to the next level. Head over to mytalentforge.com. Use the code FiddleMeThis and you'll save some dough. You can find the link on our website, jdtrawick.com, podland.productions. Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. Learn a new tune today. If you listen to Fiddle Me This, you're a fan of old fiddle tunes and local lore. Well, here's a little local lore. Did you know Portland Music Company is a locally owned independent company? It's been serving local Portland musicians since 1927. From fiddles to banjos, guitars to saxophones, podcasting equipment, and digital keyboards, Portland Music Company has four convenient locations that have exactly what musicians need. Tell them I sent you for 10% off of strings on your next visit. That don't suck. I need strings right now. Somebody go buy me some strings and tell them I sent you. Maybe for the courtesy of our listeners, maybe we should talk about this style of jam. Should we pass it or should we do it like more of a Texas jam on this particular one? Or do you care? I don't care.
I'm open.
But I think it's mentionable at least because last time we did the jam, we also had Andy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Andy's everybody's favorite to jam with.
Okay, cool.
And we had Doug and, you know, some circles they just the fiddle player plays till he's done, and then the next fiddle player takes it. And then in other circles, most commonly associated, they call it quote-unquote bluegrass circles or whatever, everybody takes a break. And I think that's kind of a product of there's a verse that you're singing.
Right.
And, you know, the mandolin player gets the next one, then the banjo player, then the vocalist comes back in, then the fiddle. And some jams are kind of that way, but then there's other jams where the fiddle player talks until he's done talking, and then
it's like next jazz. Fiddle.
Yeah. It's just a different, you know, it's just a different
format. Or
you
something.
Can say anything really is like jazz. The whole idea of improvisation, but it's you're not losing that. The idea is you don't want to lose the melody. You don't want to lose the actual song.
Yeah.
And some jams are meant to be deep dives where you're trying to get as far away from the melody as you can. And then some of them, the older you get, the more it's about, you know, when you're actually putting it out, telling the story, this is the song we're going to play, and it's meant to be said this way, and it's kind of this amalgamation of your whole life of doing that. And it ain't got nothing to do really with jazz or
It's just a tune and a song and meant to be played this way, and it's music. That's all it really is.
That's a great
tune. I haven't heard these tunes in a while. I feel like I've been cooped up in a room by myself for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, so these tunes are really fun. And obviously, what's really fun is you suggest, as Lily suggests, a super cool tune. It's like, it might be one I know. And and that's really fun because you light up when you think, oh, I know that one. And I'll join in. But it's like the joy of music is not just this static, oh, I think maybe I worked on this one at one time and I can maybe pull that out of a hat. But I, the joy is of this conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what music is. That's why music is so powerful.
That's it's exactly like, what it is.
It's a conversation. And we're all speaking similar languages. Yep. And it's all just gets smashed together. It's just,
well, and we're just in here jamming and we're being bold. Not everybody has the boldness to sit up in a jam and make a mistake in front of other people, you know.
Yeah.
And that takes a willingness to want to get better, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think I still struggle with that sometimes. Or rather, more like, I know, like, I make myself jump in there.
Yeah.
But I still, like, maybe feel internally, like, terrified.
Terrified, yeah.
Or, like, putting a lot of pressure on myself to, like, play well.
It's really natural to feel that
yeah, I think it is, too. But it also takes away the fun.
Yeah.
And it's so much funner to just, like, go into the situation and be like, well, you know what? I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to fuck up and, like, probably sound like shit sometimes. But, like, I don't necessarily need to impress anybody or, like. Right.
Well, I was just talking to my buddy Vi on the phone on the way down here, and he said it's and he made a good point. He said it's about getting better. Continue, you know, it's a lifetime of doing it. And if you're always trying to get better, and then the next time you come around, people are like, "Oh, you sound different."
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, this was the Fiddle Me This podcast with JT Trawick. I'm Lillian Sawyer.
I'm Andy Emmert.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining.
Well, thanks, Andy, and thanks, Lily, for coming by today and sharing your music with us. I don't know if you can have much more fun than that in studio. That was just a blast. Thanks to Portland Music Company for being a sponsor of the show. Be sure and stop by and see them if you're in the Portland area. Tell them I sent you, and you'll get a little discount. Also, check out Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. I've been recording some rhythm tracks for that. It's a great little resource database of tunes and lessons and sheet music and play-along recordings you can practice with. So, hey, thanks for listening to Fiddle Me This. I'm JT.
This has been a Podland Productions production, produced and edited by Liam Flanagan. Podland Productions is a podcast production company and more. For more information, go to podland.productions. While you're there, become a member or join our email list.
Podland Productions.